the people that get what they want from life are the people that pour into themselves first. They're not the people that are constantly trying to please others and constantly trying to get some sort of external validation. No, these are the people that validate themselves. This is your sign to pour into yourself. Whatever that you want to get out of life, start giving it to yourself. Literally pour into yourself and the universe will pour into you. The more that you show how valuable you are by treating yourself with love and care, the more that that's going to be reflected around you. It doesn't matter what your intentions are or what you want out of life. It literally doesn't matter. Whatever it is, write it out on a piece of paper and then ask yourself how you can give this to yourself. Oftentimes, this means just choosing to believe that you already have everything you need. I know so many times in my past where I've put so much value on getting some type of outcome, and then I end up getting the outcome and I still feel bad. I still don't feel fulfilled. And it's because I was waiting to get that thing so I could start living my life. But then I got the thing, I never actually started to live my life in a way that I wanted to live my life, and now there's just another goal that I want, and I'm still not allowed to live my life, right? Like, if you keep yourself in these cycles where you're constantly looking outside of yourself in order to give yourself permission to feel some type of way, like, that is the backwards way. That is the backwards way of living life, because truly we get who we are. So our identity is being reflected back to us based off of how we feel about ourselves and what we think we deserve and what we expect out of life. This is why no matter where you go, no matter what you believe in, anytime you're looking into any type of self-improvement content, they're always going to tell you, change your thoughts, change your beliefs. You become what you believe in. You receive what you put out. Law of attraction, law of assumption. All these universal laws basically are telling you the same thing. So when are you going to listen? When are you actually going to put into practice the things that you are learning, right? Anytime you feel that feeling of fear, that feeling like you're missing out on something, like you're feeling hopeless, like you're not getting what you want, remember, that is you reacting to the old identity. That is you reacting to the external. So think about it like this. If you expect someone to be rude to you and take advantage of you, how many times have you been right? I bet it's every single time. I bet any time you think someone's gonna take advantage of you, they end up taking advantage of you. And obviously it's not your fault, but by changing your expectations, you change your frequency, right? So when you're in a different frequency, when you're thinking different thoughts, when you're believing different things, when you have different expectations and requirements for your life, people treat you differently. So even if someone is a bad person and they have bad intentions, they're not going to mess with you because you are not on that level. You are not vibrating at the victim frequency. But if you are constantly finding yourself thinking thoughts like, oh, everyone is so bad, people are always overstepping my boundaries, people are always taking advantage of me, then obviously you're going to be an easy target, because the person who has a bad intention doesn't have to try that hard. You are already in a victim identity, so you've labeled yourself as a victim, and it's almost like you're welcoming in people who want to take advantage. So that's why it's so easy to get stuck in the reality that you don't want, because you have a certain belief and you're attracting things that are going to keep affirming that belief. And so the more that you keep believing that thing, the more that you're attracting that thing. And then the more that you attract that thing, the more that you believe that thing. So it's a cycle that just keeps on going and keeps on going until you decide that you no longer want to be on this frequency. You want to change the channel. Think about it like you're watching a TV show and it's playing over and over again. They're playing reruns of the same show and you're sitting there watching the show and you keep getting pulled into it, and then you realize, wait a minute, I have the remote control. My mind is the remote control and I can change the channel. So when you decide to change the channel of your frequency, of your thoughts, of your emotions, of your beliefs, that's when you're actually going to see things change. But understand that even though when you change the channel on the TV, it's actually really easy and it's instant, when it comes to reality creation, it's not instantaneous. And if you've been trying to work on yourself and change your beliefs, you know it's not that easy, right? Because you've been in this cycle, in this frequency for so long that when you start to introduce new beliefs and you start to try to alchemize those limiting beliefs, which basically just means taking something negative and turning it into something positive, right? That's alchemy, that's the definition. When you are doing this process, it's taking time to actually start being reflected to you, especially if it's something really that is really, really important to you, because you've been so used to being in these beliefs and in this life that when you start to try to change those beliefs, you're going to be constantly reminded of the old reality. So this is something you're gonna have to stay persistent in. And remember, when something goes wrong, or when you're reminded of your old reality, don't get stressed out, because it's actually an opportunity for you to reaffirm your new beliefs. So if you were just able to say, okay, I believe that I'm a millionaire and I have the healthiest relationships and I always get what I want, and these are your new beliefs, right? In your mind, you can shift into that reality. But before your external reality changes, there's physical things that need to happen. And so maybe when you're affirming that all your relationships are healthy, that's exactly when unhealthy relationships are going to start to come up in your life, and it's going to test your boundaries, right? It's going to test the boundaries of your beliefs, because you're in this frequency. And just because you changed a belief or you're choosing a new belief doesn't mean that all of a sudden your frequency is different and you've erased all of the past that you've had on that old frequency, right? It's taking time to build up that new identity. And so when you have these negative things happen, that's actually an opportunity for you to keep building the new identity. So what happens to most people is that they say, I choose healthy relationships. I choose abundance. I choose confidence. So what happens? Almost instantaneously, when you make this new decision, that's when circumstances are going to come into your life that are going to test your new belief. Because you can't just switch realities day and night, right? Like, that's something that takes time. Because we are alive and because we're in this physical reality, you have to follow the rules. And the rules are that you need to prove to yourself that this is who you are. So if you are affirming, I am confident, guess what? Your confidence is going to be tested, right? Just like when I was building my self-confidence and my ability to put myself out there on my YouTube channel and speak my truth and know that there's going to be people that don't resonate with my message. There's going to be people that are just hateful in their hearts and they're going to want to just tear me down. So as I'm building my confidence and I'm affirming to myself, no, everyone loves my content. My content is valuable. My content changes lives. My content helps people. I'm choosing that reality, right? I'm choosing those beliefs. Guess what happens almost immediately? I get a huge inflow of comments saying, what are you talking about? This doesn't make any sense. You're wasting people's time. You're ugly. You're talking BS. You're just a scammer. Like, literally, as soon as I basically claim that, yes, my content is valuable and my content helps people, I have 10, 20 people coming in, even hundreds of people coming in saying the complete opposite of what I'm affirming. And so most people who are not able to actually complete the manifestation process, they're going to see these challenges and they're going to say, oh man, I knew this manifestation didn't work. I knew I couldn't create my reality. It's obviously not working. I give up. But what do? I say, that's their opinion. I know this is just a test. And guess what? I don't believe you, because my content is valuable. My content changes people's lives. My content is helpful. I am helpful. I am valuable. And so you take that negative circumstance and use it to reaffirm your belief and reaffirm that it doesn't matter what the external reality shows to you. You choose what your life gets to be. And so what you need to do in that moment is go back inward into your imagination, affirm what you actually are, who you actually are, and stay consistent, right? Stay consistent with that. You're not gonna see immediate changes, right? And you need to detach from seeing something change in your reality. You need to focus inward on who you choose to be for yourself, and you need to let go of expecting other people to validate that. So the more that I do this, the more that I actually am getting people saying, wow, you changed my life. Wow, you really helped me. And in those moments, I use that positive circumstance to affirm my belief. So whether something positive or negative happens, either way, I use it to affirm what I want for myself. So you need to stop looking at everything as something that's trying to pull you down and look at it as an opportunity to build yourself up. Because if you can't face adversity, if someone can just tell you that what you're doing is not good and all of a sudden you're questioning yourself and you don't know, then you're not really confident. If someone can overstep your boundaries and take advantage of you, then you never really had boundaries to begin with. If someone can just use their words and all of a sudden you question your confidence, then were you even really confident to begin with? No, because your confidence and your faith was based on someone else validating you or saying something to you. It's the same thing when you're trying to actively create your reality. If you need a physical circumstance to validate your belief, then you don't actually have that belief. So this is the phase of life where you need to start pouring back into yourself. Start doing the things that bring you joy. Remember when you were younger and you had those hobbies and those things and those desires that you wanted? Now is the time to do those things. Now is the time to take care of that little child inside of you that didn't get the love and validation that they needed, right? The only validation that matters is self-validation, because that's the only validation that's actually going to make you feel some type of way. Look at this, right? Look at these celebrities or look at these public figures who get constant validation all the time. People are always telling them how amazing they are, how beautiful they are, how talented they are, and yet they're still not confident. And yet some little thing can happen and they get canceled and now they're questioning themselves and now they're not confident anymore and they're complaining about their lives, right? Because they didn't have that self-concept to begin with. They were basing it on external reality instead of their own validation. So it didn't matter if millions of people were telling them how amazing they were. They didn't feel it. Because the only way they're going to feel it is if they give it to themselves. The only way you're going to actually feel validated and actually feel like you're living your best life is if you give it to yourself. I know a lot of people want to overcomplicate it, but it's really very simple. Validate yourself. Use your words to validate yourself. Use your actions to validate yourself. You may not feel it at first, but your emotions will catch up. You need to keep affirming exactly what it is that you're choosing to believe. And anytime a negative circumstance comes up, you need to use that as an opportunity to reaffirm exactly what you want. So if you're attracting healthy relationships and someone comes into your life that's the opposite of that, reaffirm exactly what you want and say, yep, this is exactly the old identity. This is not my reality. This is not what I choose for myself. I am in a healthy relationship. Period. That's it. I don't believe you. The best thing you can do when these challenges come up is simply say, I don't believe you. You're lying. I believe in myself and I believe in my vision. And my vision is that I'm happy, healthy, and wealthy, right? Or whatever it is that you're trying to create for yourself.